Good morning, it's Annie for Showreel on this wonderful day of celebrating International Day of People with Disabilities. And in the swing of it, Showreel is on board. And I start off with this notion that there's been a real big bugbear for disabled actors, that even when the script calls for a disabled person, the non-disabled are cast. Now, I got the chance to go down and have a chat with some people from Back to Back Theatre in Geelong who have a neurodivergent ensemble as their core, and they turn the tables on this usual arrangement by producing art that is finding local and international audiences. They are now moving into a film project, but as I said, it's much better to let people speak for themselves. Can you just tell me your name?
Romini Latham.
Somalati.
Sam Manning.
Brian Tilly.
Nadu.
Well, at Back to Back, we're a small theatre company based in Geelong, and we make a performance based that tour the world, basically. And we also run a small place on Wednesdays in which four people, I think, here actually started from Theatre Speed. And we've just finished the run of a show called Sucker that was through Theatre of Speed, which is a community theatre thing.
So people actually create the shows through those, say, the Theatre of Speed. Explain that. I was actually at the gallery just then and someone stopped me and told me about Theatre of Speed and how fantastic it was.
Yeah, Geelong kind of love it. But Theatre of Speed, I guess, is kind of our experimental playground for the bigger shows. And we do shows here probably once every year, but we haven't been doing any bigger shows for a few years in Geelong. And we take a lot of the ideas that we develop in Theatre of Speed and use them in the bigger shows too. It's really great experimental sort of thing, and we've got a huge cast of 16 people, so it's a lot of work to direct and devise with 16 people. With all the people in the room, we all kind of contribute to being able to tell the stories that we do on stage. This isn't a service to give us confidence. I'm saying that Back to Back doesn't give me confidence. I give me confidence. If Bruce died in a horrific car accident, or just retired, maybe, that's probably something more simple. Hopefully more likely. Yeah. He's the artistic director, by the way. Then it would be us, the ensemble, who auditioned and processed getting a new one.
You're at the top of it.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. How big is the group of you? How many actors are there that are the group?
All of us plus one.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. And does it ever grow?
We're still working on that one.
Well, it grew when I came because there was a 3-year period, I think, when there was just 5 of them. So it was these guys, these four people, and Scott Price, who unfortunately is a bit throwy uppy. And then one of the artistic associate, Tamara Searle, saw me performing at last year's, or maybe like 2 years ago, there was a disability conference and I performed a poem there and she saw me and invited me to audition as an ensemble member. And I'd never heard of Back to Back before, so it was kind of just like plunged right into something that I had no idea about, which was pretty cool.
How did it start? How did Back to Back start then?
I'm never very good at history lessons. But all I can say that Mark's here is actually one of the original members.
He's been here for over 25 years now?
Yep, at least. 27, if I remember correctly.
It's
25
this year.
27 will be this year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, over 25 years.
They came to back in 1987. Mm-hmm. Then later on, this thing just came up, this Badgerback Theatre.
So it was a project?
Oh, well, it's been involved with workshop, I would say, at first, probably. Then later on, just started growing to a theatre company, and we are now. It's just great having I'm in a theatre company.
Romany, did you always want to be an actor?
No. I didn't want to be an actor until I moved to New Zealand, actually, because it was the only thing to do in a very small town. Because we lived in a very small village, and there was nothing to do there. There was no clubs or anything. The only thing really was a local Christian school, which wasn't my cup of tea or anything. And so I joined the local theatre group and started getting into that. And I was already into singing because I went to singing lessons down there as well. And the singing teacher just said, "Hey, you want to audition for this theatre show?" And so I did. And then I was playing a guy called Jack, who got lost on the moon. It was a pantomime. Yeah, no, I've not always been into acting. I've been mostly into reading. And, yeah, pretty recent.
I'll ask you, did you always want to be an actor, Sarah?
Yes, I did. I've always found it exciting, so... it's been good, yeah.
What has this working at Back to Back been able to let you do?
It's brought out more of my writing ability and that character, which is good, and so I've been able to write more like shows and things in my other personal life, which I also perform in Melbourne as well as doing all of this back-to-back work, yeah.
Romany, Sarah was just saying that she is able to experiment with more of her own writing, and it must be about things that affect Sarah. Is that what happens in Theatre of Speed? What affects people with disability, or do you consider yourself as people with disability?
Well, I don't consider myself a person with a disability. I consider myself a disabled person because I go by the social model of disability. Do you know what that is?
Tell me.
The social model of disability is that I am not actually disabled by myself. I am disabled by the fact that the world is not accessible to being for people who are disabled. Like people in wheelchairs are not disabled by the lack of ability or need for accessibility. They are disabled by the fact that stairs don't allow people up them who use wheelchairs. And blind people aren't really... The problem isn't that their eyes, it's the problem that the world is not accessible to... is not made accessible to blind people.
And is that what the theatre's about?
No.
Okay, explain.
Well, the theatre's foremost about making great art, and that's what we do. But... all the cast are disabled or neurodivergent or both. And I think that definitely adds a unique factor to the way we create our work. Because okay. I would not be an artist if it weren't for me being autistic.
Yeah, but also, and also I noticed in one of the plays you did, you know, it was called, Ganesh versus the Nazis?
The Third Reich. Versus the Third Reich.
Yeah, fantastic. But it would take this sort of theatre to even think of doing that, right?
What do you mean?
To explore that theme in that way.
What theme?
Tell me about the theme in that particular play. Were you in it?
No.
Any of you guys in that? Yeah, well, you tell me about that, Brian.
All right, so what was the question again?
Well, Tell me about that play. Tell me about Ganesh and the Third Reich. Why did that? How did that happen, that play?
Well, what really happened that... Well, I wasn't there that time, but I will say it, what I've been over here, clearly. Years ago, Bruce requested sort of like, improvisation, right? One of our former ensemble members, Sonia, she came in, she had her hair completely removed and definitely looked like a neo-Nazi type of character. And then we had another ensemble member, Rita Halabarek. She kept drawing Ganesh. She's fascinated by him. And so Bruce just did a little research about Nazis and Ganesh and see if there's some kind of connections. And it appears that we found a connection, the swastika. And so, yeah, that's how it all started out.
Okay. And what did you play in that particular theatre piece?
Okay. You up for this?
Yeah, tell me.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Tell me. Okay. It hasn't happened yet.
All right. I was Ganesh.
Ah, cool.
You asked for it.
So were you on stage a lot?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Is it quite... do you have a lot of work, like all actors? If you're going to be on stage for a long time, it takes a lot of stamina. So how does that work for you?
I just take it as it is, challenge myself. And plus, even better, or should I say, well, I wasn't quite sure if I call it better or worse, but I'll say it anyway. I had to, so I had a couple of scenes, I had to speak Germans, and there's one scene I had to speak a little of Hindi.
Ah, yeah, that's a challenge.
That is a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in this play too, Simon?
I sure was.
What did you play in that?
I played Adolf Hitler and Levi, who's an autistic Jewish kid.
Ah, cool. Okay. So were you on stage a lot?
Quite a lot.
I read in your statement online that the director's tough on the actors. And what did you mean by that?
Well... the guy who played the director at first was David Woods. He's really, really tough on all the rest of the cast.
What do you mean by tough? What does he make you do? You can't get out of anything.
He called him Bangers for something we did on stage. Like, for myself, I was in the same room as they were in a discussion with Mark about playing Hitler. And, yeah, I was in the same room as that, so that's my punishment.
Very simply, Ganesh versus the Third Reich, Ganesh versus the Third Reich, is a story about cultural appropriation, the reclaiming of cultural items that have been stolen by dominant powers. In this situation, the stealing of the swastika from the Hindu religion and culture into the symbol for evil.
I want to say stolen and twisted it. That's what I will say. Mm-hmm. Stealing it and twisting it.
So it's quite clear that a back-to-back theatre deals with big issues.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
People with a disability are everywhere, and we're on 3CR. Every day of the year, but especially on December 3rd, when the mics are turned over from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., for our annual 12 hours of disability-themed broadcasting.
One of us, one of us.
People with a disability are a diverse bunch, living in a world that wasn't built with difference in mind, with a proud history of activism, advocating change, and contributing in many ways.
Folk think you're special and pat you on the head.
So tune in for lived experience of disability, contribute to Talk Back with Attitude from 9:30 a.m, and hear discussions on workers' rights, philosophy, writing and creative arts, radical music, and much, much more.
If you stumble when you walk or you bleed through your nose.
For more details, check the website at www.3cr.org.au.
One of us, one of us,
yeah.
One of us,
yeah, every group,
yeah.
Come on.
And at the moment you're with Annie on Showreel, and we're contributing by going down and having a yarn with the actors from Back to Back Theatre in Geelong, who are a diverse bunch and a very amusing crew. They explained a lot to me about a range of things to do with their art, and so we'll continue with the more pearls of wisdom coming from Back to Back on my journey to Geelong the other day. You are the people who make the art. You're the people in the centre stage. You're the people that people come to see, okay? Now, this is not what would probably happen down in, say,
Melbourne Theatre Company.
Yeah.
Well, the trouble with theatre, mainstream theatre, is very inaccessible. It's elite, and only people who fit into a certain standard can get in, and that certain standard is usually physically attractive white men who are cis and able. And it's great that this theatre company is not that, because that is not what anyone needs. We do not need another theatre company that is exclusive to people who fit that criteria.
One of the things that the woman said to me when I was coming out of the gallery was that her daughter comes to the Wednesday Theatre of Speed, and it's been fantastic for her confidence. Does that say anything to you?
Yeah.
Confidence. Does this place give you confidence?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I'm much more confident now, which is really good.
Does it make a difference that people have different capacities in when you're doing theatre here? Like, you talk very slowly, Sarah. You guys are going to have a fight just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You're listening very carefully, and you're pretty fast. So there's quite a lot of things going on here that are quite different in terms of the way you interact. Does that happen in when you're? How do you actually work together on stage?
Eclectically, and fierily, and wonderfully. In a sense that no one can replicate. We don't fit together as a puzzle because we are not a puzzle. We don't fit neatly. No one can smack us into place neatly like you can with the end of a puzzle.
I would love to see someone try.
Yeah, well, actually, that's quite different because a lot of our society is built around people conforming. And
especially awareness campaigns. Awareness campaigns are awful for that. And that's another thing that I love about working here. We are not an awareness campaign. We are not here to make people aware of disability. We are not here to inspire able people by them looking at us and thinking, well, if they can do it, we can do it. No one's here for that. We're not here to inspire you. We're not here for you to look at us. We're here to make good art, and we do.
You've travelled the world with this theatre company. Tell me about that.
It is really brilliant. It's really amazing. And I really love when I can and am able to travel with this theatre company.
What are the next things you guys are working on at the moment?
Well, I'll let you tell. I'll let you tell.
You can tell.
Not sure how much I can
divulge.
Say a little bit. Okay, well, we're currently working on a project that is very exciting. The design we're going to do a design development at the end of this year. The working title is Lady Eats Apple, and it's based around mythology and creation, and also a lot about power structures. We're working currently on a film and TV project, which is planning for next year development. So we're going to do a six-month period of development with 17 or 18 other actors, which is going to be a huge undertaking for everyone involved. So there'll be the 17 other people will be coming in addition to us, and working with us one day a week for 3 months. 3 months for one half of the group and 3 months for the other half of a group. It's a little bit complicated, but they're all coming in for a little bit of time, and hopefully by the end of mid next year, we'll have a kind of a teaser sort of trailer for a project that will be.
So is that a project going to be an improvisation sort of documentary type style thing, or is it going to be a feature style thing?
Neither.
What is it going to be?
Well, that's very much not sure. But other than it's going to be a fictitious story that is created and devised by all the people involved, and acted by all the people involved, the 17 actors plus the 6 ensemble members.
Oh, cool. Okay. So
we've just finished auditions for that like 2 days ago. And so I'm not sure if anyone's been notified that they're coming in yet, but... yeah, it's going to be very exciting for them, people, and for us.
I don't know if you guys can answer this, but do people differently abled people only
disabled
people?
Don't be scared of the word
disabled. All right, I'm so
not
confused.
Differently abled, that's yeah. Full of shit.
All right, disabled people also work behind the scenes.
Well,
by doing the sets and things like that, because there's a lot of design work in that kind of work. I mean, there's a lot of creativity that goes into that sort of stuff.
Well, how I describe it, yes, I do mostly design of it, but not the actual setting up. I mean, like, we let these people, well, we let all disabled have their design and their input into it, and we choose the one that we like the most. And then from there, we just
didn't make sense at all.
No, well, no, it did. It does. You know, you do the design,
you
and
let
then
the disabled. You are the disabled.
Well, yeah. No, you let
well,
the.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I would like there to be a lot more people involved in every aspect of theatre, rather than just performing on stage. I think it just depends on who they hire, though.
So this is an exercise in self-empowerment. True?
What is?
Back to back. You get to be self-empowered. I mean, not everybody gets a chance to be such big wigs in a theatre company, and it doesn't matter if you're disabled or otherwise.
It's a very unique opportunity in the fact that we are actually creating work, and that we are the headline of that work.
What about you, Simon? Do you feel like this has made your life a happier kind of life?
Well, I love being an actor, and I've been acting since I was 5 years old.
There you go. What about you, Sarah?
This has certainly made me a lot happier, yeah, which has been really good, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. Are you glad that you've made the acquaintance of back-to-back theatre and that you're a mainstay of the production company?
Well, to answer those questions, yes. Yes. And for that particular question, I think I know what you're going to ask me next. Yes, this has always been my dream, and if anyone dared disturb my dream, I'll give them a nightmare.
Okay. Is there anything?
I know.
Well, I have to move to get to him. What about what does back-to-back theatre give you?
People can watch. People watch a show.
Do you like people coming to watch your plays?
Yes, it is fun.
All right. Thank you very much. That's it.
All right.
It's a wrap. And that was a wrap. That was the people from Back to Back Theatre who, as I said, are moving into film and television. They do local and international shows and tour the world. So there, people who won't employ disabled actors. The project was actually begun by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence over 27 years ago, and it let its bird fly free. It's now an independent theatre company, and as they said, it's the mainstays, the actors, who would choose the next artistic director if it ever came to Bruce having a terrible car accident or actually probably retiring, which I don't suppose is happening anytime soon. So a fantastic export coming out of Geelong. Now, that's me signing off a showreel, and coming up next is Published or Not, and happy International Day of the Disabled Person.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.